Hello.
Yeah, hi, good evening. I'm calling for
medical
research.
You?
Thank you, sir. How are you doing?
No,
I'm doing well.
No, Lisa.
Yeah, I'm doing
Lisa?
Well, sir. How
no,
about
you
yourself?
Don't have Lisa. You have the wrong number.
Hi, yeah. I'm not looking for Lisa.
Oh, I'm sorry. What were you saying? Go ahead.
Yeah. So I'm calling for Metro Research, sir, and we're conducting an opinion survey.
Research.
We'd like to ask you a few questions. Yeah? I'm sorry, sir. I didn't catch that.
You said research. I thought you said Lisa. Go ahead.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and the schools in your area. This is a research study. It's not a sales call. Your household was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential, sir. Do you have any...
Yep. Just hold on one second. I got a call coming in.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, sir. I'm right here.
Yep. Sorry about that. That was my daughter.
No problem. Where your opinion is important to us, so I'll make the time, sir, no problem. How many children are living with you and attending kindergarten through eighth grade?
None, actually.
Do you have any nieces, nephews that might go to school in the area? Or?
One, two.
Two, okay, great. That'll work. So you have two, and if I can please have your age?
44.
44. Thank you, sir. And also, how do you describe your gender?
Male.
Thank you, sir. And how would you describe your ethnicity or your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you, sir. What grades are the children currently in?
Let's see, I think kindergarten and fourth.
Kindergarten and fourth. Thank you, sir. And then which of the following best describes the schools where the children are enrolled this year? A public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial or Catholic school?
They're both in public school.
Public school, okay. Thank you, sir. So next question. You mentioned you had a child or a child in kindergarten. The following several questions will be about this child's school. Now, first, which of the following best describes the school where your kindergartner is enrolled this year? You said a public school, correct?
Correct. And it's a nephew.
Oh, okay. Thank you. When it comes to the kindergartner's progress in reading this school year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all.
Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, is the kindergartner child reading at the level expected for students in their age group?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Has your kindergartner's pediatrician ever discussed with you how you can support your child's reading development at home?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you, sir. What kind of activities or supports did your kindergartner's pediatrician recommend?
Reading to them and online resources.
Okay, so you can actually pick a few of these, that whichever applies. I have reading with your child, introducing vocabulary, oral story time, repeating your child's sounds and encouraging them to repeat yours, talking with your child, singing songs, reciting nursery rhymes.
I'd say reading to, singing songs, nursery rhymes, and talking with.
And talking with your child. Thank you, sir. And What information do you use to understand the kindergartner's child's progress in reading and writing? English language arts, MCAS, conversations with my child, grades, report cards, information from my child's teacher, literacy screening, such as iReady, Early Bird, Dibbles, and STAR. Parent-teacher conference, whichever applies, sir.
Teacher conferences, mostly information directly from the teacher. The students get the MCAS, but we don't really believe in standardized testing.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. Is that the only one you'd like to place as an answer for you?
Well, conferences and then talking with the teacher. I mean, it's kind of the same, but we have constant communication with the teacher.
Okay, so so far we have information from my child's teacher and parent-teacher conferences. Will that do?
Yep. Yes.
Thank you. And do you agree or disagree with the following statements? I have received feedback about the kindergartner's reading progress this year from their school. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or do you strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. So does the kindergartner school provide any of the following resources to children who need help in reading? Access to an outside specialist, one-on-one instruction from a specialist, a specific diagnosis to help you understand what your child's reading challenges are, small group instruction, resources to use at home to help practice reading.
Yes, we don't use any of those resources, but I know of other students that do utilize those. I know they're available.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So there's access to outside specialists, one-on-one instruction from a specialist, a specific diagnosis to help understand what your child's reading challenges are, small group instruction, or resources to use at home to help practice reading. So your answer was that you're aware of resources that are provided for that purpose by school?
Correct.
Okay. I'll place that. All right, of resources. Provided, correct? Provided by the school.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. So I put down just to make sure. I am aware of resources provided by the school. Would that suit your answer, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And have you ever looked for help outside of school to support the kindergartner's reading progress? For example, hired a tutor, enrolled in extra reading classes outside of school, got an outside assessment, anything like that?
Not the kindergartner.
Okay. And when the kindergartner is reading at home and they come across an unfamiliar word, which of the following best reflects their approach? They sound out the letters in the word and try to say them together to make a word. They try to guess the word based on context clues such as pictures and other words in the sentence, or neither of these approaches?
Sound out the letters, first approach.
Thank you, sir. How effective do you think the child school has been so far at teaching the kindergartner child to read? Very effective, somewhat effective, not too effective, not at all effective.
Very effective.
Thank you, sir. Do you know what curriculum is used in the kindergartner's school for reading or English language arts classes? By curriculum, we mean the type of instructional material, method, and classes the school uses to teach specific subjects.
No, to be honest with you.
Okay. Think about the tools and methods teachers use in the classroom to help kids learn how to read. How familiar are you with each of the following? So we're going to say sound it out. Now, they'd like to know, how familiar are you with that method, sounding it out?
That seems to be the approach used.
So you're very familiar, somewhat?
Yes.
Not too familiar? Yeah, okay, very familiar. How about sight words, list or flashcards?
I've seen both used, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. So you're somewhat familiar or very familiar? What would you say?
Very familiar.
Thank you, sir. Whole language.
I'm sorry?
Whole language. H-O-L-E language. Honestly, I mean, me, myself, you know, I don't think I've, you know, personally ever heard of that. But what, are you familiar with it?
Or very familiar? No, I'm not familiar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something new for me too. Okay, so the next one would be textbooks by Fontes and Pinnell. Are you familiar with this?
No.
No, not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you. And how about phonics? Are you familiar with phonics?
Not particularly.
Mm-hmm, not too familiar. Three cueing or cueing? Are you familiar with that method?
No.
Okay. And reading recovery?
Nope.
Okay. And then we have guessing from context?
No.
Okay. Perfect. Those are all methods used. From what you know, what do you think research has shown is best or most effective way to teach kids how to read? Cueing, which is guessing words from context and sentence structures, phonics, which is sounding out words, or a combination of both?
Combination.
Thank you, sir. Research has found that cueing, which is asking children to guess words from context and sentence structures, does not effectively support reading progress. However, cueing is still a strategy used in many Massachusetts schools. Knowing this, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about the use of cueing in schools?
Not concerned. I think every student's different.
Got it. How much have you heard or read recently about students in Massachusetts scoring below grade level on reading tests? A great deal? Well, nothing at all?
Not at all.
Not at all? Okay. And as you may know, more than half of the students in Massachusetts are not reading at expected levels by third grade. Knowing this, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about students' overall reading levels in Massachusetts?
I'd be somewhat concerned.
Okay. To the best of your knowledge, are schools in Massachusetts required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, that is, curriculum that has proven to work in teaching students how to read, or not?
I'd say yes.
Okay. Thank you. Do you think schools should be required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, which means curriculum materials that are proven to work in teaching students how to read, or not?
Yes.
Okay, yes. And is that a probably or definitely?
Definitely.
Thank you, sir. And who do you think should be most responsible for ensuring students are reading at expected levels? You can choose as many as you like here. Schools, school districts, parents, school administration, teachers, state education officials.
Parents.
Parents. Okay. Hey, would you like to choose any others or just parents?
I think it starts with the parents, but then it should be with the teachers, the school district, and then up to the state.
Okay. So is it okay if I put down school district, parents, teachers, state education officials?
Yeah, you can put them all. I think it should be a collaborative effort.
Okay, perfect. Now, does the kindergartner child have dyslexia?
No.
No, thank you, sir. Does the kindergartner child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP?
No.
Thank you, sir. Does the kindergartner child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No.
Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, does the kindergartner child identify as LGBTQIA+ or not?
No.
Thank you. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only, sir. What languages are spoken regularly at home? It could be more than one.
Just English.
Okay. Thank you, sir. We're about done. What is the last year of school that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's. Okay. Thank you, sir. And last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. So we'll start with below $25,000, $25,000 to less than $50,000, $50,000 to less than $75,000, $75,000 to less than $100,000, $100,000 to less than $150,000, more than $150,000.
More than $150,000.
Thank you, sir. And your five-digit zip code, sir?
02536.
Yep, thank you. And sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents to conduct a brief follow-up interview. We would need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to a reporter for this purpose. Your response to this survey will never be used for any report without your permission. Would you be willing to be contacted by a reporter?
Yes.
Okay. And would you like to participate in future research focus groups on surveys about Massachusetts and your community? Participants who take part in the focus groups will receive a $100 gift card.
Sure.
Okay. And, okay, so your first name, sir?
Mark.
Mark. Okay, one second. Mark. Okay, and last name, sir?
Hightower.
Okay, Hightower. Okay, and is this the best number for you? 508-274-1358?
No, this is actually my wife's number.
Okay, if you'd like, you could give me a number.
Sure, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
774.
Mm-hmm.
521.
Mm-hmm. 521.
Yep. 6843.
Okay, I got it. I left the same area code. So the area code 774, correct?
Correct.
And then the number is 521, and I lost you at 6.
6843.
6843, perfect. Do you have an email that you can reach you at?
Phone's the best.
Okay. And do you prefer to be contacted by, okay, so text, correct? You prefer to be
text
contacted by, okay. So that's that, and thank you, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much, sir, for your participation. And we leave it at, I'm just doing the survey, but we leave it at the surveyor's discretion. They'll probably call you back and follow through with the other part. Thank you so much, Mr. Hightower. I really appreciate your time, for taking the time out tonight and helping us out. And hopefully you'll be hearing from us soon, okay?
All right. Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you, sir. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.